Hopefully that'll hold the zombies back. Oh, thank goodness, a radio. Maybe I can signal for help or see if there's any kind of shelter nearby.
Hi, I'm Mark McIntyre. Are you wondering what your favorite celebrity is up to in these times of crisis? Well, the Bronx Buzz has got you covered. Take it away.
You're listening to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip and fresh news and all things pop culture in 3 minutes or less here on 107.7 The Bronx Retro. From Rider University, I'm your host, Grace Bertrand. One of the biggest nights in country music is officially here once again. On Thursday, the Academy of Country Music Awards unfolded inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Luke Combs led the nominee pool with 8 nominations at this year's ceremony, hosted by country music icon Reba McEntire for the 17th time. He's followed by Megan Maroney and Morgan Wallen, who have both been nominated in 6 categories, and Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Lainey Wilson, who are all up for 5 awards apiece. It was a special night for breakout star Jelly Roll, who earned 4 first-time nominations, including for Entertainer of the Year and Male Artist of the Year. Some of the night's winners were Lainey Wilson for Female Artist of the Year, Chris Stapleton for Male Artist of the Year, Dan and Shay for Duo of the Year, and Higher by Chris Stapleton for Album of the Year. The first official trailer for the romantic drama film It Ends With Us, based on the beloved book by bestselling author Colleen Hoover, was released to social media users on Thursday and follows Blake Lively as the lead, Lily Bloom. A few beats of the musical score from Taylor Swift's My Tears Ricochet off of her Grammy Award-winning album Folklore introduced the first images of cast members in their whimsical element. Here's what Lively's main co-star Justin Baldoni had to say to Entertainment Tonight about the new release trailer.
Look, I think when you love something so much and when you're touched and moved by something, like as deeply as I was by this book, it just kind of comes naturally.
Yeah.
And I think what comes from the heart hits the heart, and that's kind of what kept me going throughout this whole process, is just knowing that we're working on something special that has the potential to impact millions of lives. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. It was healing. It was all of the things. Right. It was complex. It was beautiful. It was life.
Audio from Entertainment Tonight. The trailer, just shy of 2.5 minutes, includes many of the book's most memorable moments and direct quotes from the pages of Hoover's novel. 5 months after Harry Jowsey and Riley Arnold finished their run on season 32 of Dancing with the Stars, the dancers clearing the air about the nature of their relationship and where they stand today. Talking with Entertainment Tonight on Thursday from the 2024 ACM Awards, which she called her first event by herself, the 18-year-old Dancing with the Stars pro shared that while rumors swirled about her and the 26-year-old Too Hot to Handle star during their season, they are honestly just great friends. In January, Jowsey spoke with Entertainment Tonight at the Griselda premiere and provided his own context to the rumors, saying that he has nothing but love, although not specifying which kind, for the accomplished young pro. That's all for today. I'm Grace Bertrand, and this has been your daily dose of entertainment and pop culture on The Bronx Buzz. We'll be back tomorrow on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Wow, that was actually pretty interesting. I'll try to tune in next week if I'm still alive.
Oh no, they broke through!
And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, The Bronx Buzz is available on 107.7thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now, let's get back to the biggest hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.